Okay, for the topic of blowing the shofar in the month of Elul, I want to break this up into four basic issues. The first that I want to discuss is going to be the basis and the purpose for blowing the shofar starting Rosh Chodesh. The second that I want to discuss is going to be what day do you start blowing the shofar? Do we start on the first day of Rosh Chodesh Elul, or do we start on the second day of Rosh Chodesh Elul? And we'll see exactly why there would be a difference. The third is, do you blow by day or do you blow by night? And the fourth is, do you blow when you are b'yichidus or only when you are b'tzibur? Okay, so let's take each one of these in order. In terms of the basis and the purpose for blowing the shofar starting Rosh Chodesh Elul, so what we'll see is that there's a difference between the idea of blowing on Rosh Chodesh Elul itself and then during the rest of the month of Elul. What do I mean? If you take a look, what we have is the rush. There's a very long rush, a very long famous rush at the end of Maseches Rosh Hashanah in the fourth parak in Siman Yudalid. So the rush quotes from Pirkei Rabbeleizer. In that Pirkei Rabbeleizer, he talks about how when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to get the Luchos Shnios, so they sounded the shofar in the Machane. The Hiviru shofar kol b'machane. And why did they sound the shofar? They sounded the shofar so that Klal Yisrael would know, guys, Moshe Rabbeinu is going up. Don't make the same mistake that you guys made last time of making an egel hazav. When did Moshe Rabbeinu go up to get the Luchos Shnios? He went up on Rosh Chodesh El. And so because of that, Chazal instituted that in all subsequent Rosh Chodesh Els, we should sound the shofar. Now, in addition, they instituted that you should sound the shofar the entire month of El. Why do we sound the shofar in the entire month of El? In order to caution Klal Yisrael to do Tshuva. Where do you see that the shofar is used as a tool to inspire people to do tshuva? So there's a pasuk in Amos. The pasuk in Amos, Parak Gimel, pasuk Vav, says, "Im yitaka shofar be'er v'am lo yicharedu." Is it possible that if the shofar can be sounded in the city and the nation will not be trembling, will not be afraid? And what we understand this to mean is that the shofar intimidates people, and in this particular context, it's going to intimidate people to be more reverent towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in turn, that it's going to inspire people to do tshuva. Now, what's interesting, though, is that, okay, so we see that there's an idea of blowing the shofar on Rosh Chodesh Elul. That was because that's when Moshe Rabbeinu went up onto Har Sinai. And we also see the idea that you're supposed to blow the shofar during the month of Elul in order to inspire Klal Yisrael to do tshuva. Why do we do it the whole month of Elul? So if you take a look in the Darkei Moshe, the Darkei Moshe quotes from the Minhagim of Rabbi Isaac Tirno. And what he says is that it's because of the pasuk of Tiku Bachodesh Shofar, that you're supposed to blow the shofar in the month. In other words, Tiku Bachodesh Shofar, for a month. For a total of 30 days, you're supposed to be blowing the shofar. Now, that's different, though, than blowing the shofar on Rosh Chodesh Elul. In fact, if you take a look in the Shvali Halakha, the Shvali Halakha totally distinguishes between Rosh Chodesh Elul and the rest of the month of Elul. He talks about how, if you look, actually, the place that you'll find this is in the Shvali Halakha when he talks about the practice to blow the shofar on Motzei Yom Kippur. So when he's trying to figure out what the reason for doing this is, so he tells you, he cites some reasons from his brother Rav Binyamin. And again, this is for the shofar that you blow on Matzi Yom Kippur, but what he says is, "V'od kasav achi tam achir," my brother writes another reason that we find in Pirkei Rabbeleizer, that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to get the second pair of luchos, he went up on Rosh Chodesh El and came down on the 10th of Tishrei. And he commanded that they blow the shofar when he goes up and when he comes down. And this is as part of the simcha for getting the Luchos Shnios. And in fact, that's what he says. He says, V'lakach hiskinu doros ha'achronin, l'sko v'lo Rosh Chodesh El b'shofar b'matzi yom ha'kippurim, that we're supposed to sound the shofar on the night of Rosh Chodesh El and on Matzi Yom Kippur, l'zecher osam ha'tekiyos shekiblu Luchos ha'achronin b'simcha, as a zecher for those tekiyos that they accepted, that they blew when they got the second pair of luchos b'simcha. And so that's for Rosh Chodesh El, as opposed to for the rest of the month of El. So that's in terms of the basis for blowing the shofar. But you should know that there are basically four reasons that you'll find, at least the way that I'm going to say this, going to be roughly four reasons that you find for why we blow the shofar in the month of El. So we've discussed you know, as part of a zecher, telling Klal Yisrael not to sin, starting Rosh Chodesh El, don't make the same mistake that you made before. As to that end, is the cautioning during the month of El, guys, you should do tshuva. It inspires to do tshuva. I'm going to say that as one reason. There's a second reason that you find, and that is what the also brought down in the Pirkei of Eliezer is kedei la'arvev as a satan, in order to mix up, to confuse the satan. How does blowing the shofar in the month of El confuse, or starting Rosh Chodesh El, how does that confuse the satan? So again, if you look in the Darkei Moshe, in that Darkei Moshe, in Tavkuf and Archan, Tavkuf Pei Aleph, so where he quotes from the Minhagim of Rabbi Isaac Tirno, he says, Hakol kedei la'arvev as satan, shelo yeda masa yiyah Rosh Hashanah, so that the satan should not know when Rosh Hashanah is going to be occurring. That's what the Darkei Moshe writes from Rabbi Isaac Tirno. Now, if you look at the Levush, he gives you another very interesting reason for why the blowing of the shofar during the month of El would confuse the satan. And what he says is fascinating, fascinating line. The Levush writes, if I can pull it open, the Levush writes, why do we do this in the month of El? He quotes really all four. He quotes a total of four reasons, but he says, "V'od sha'aydei kol ha'shofar," that through the sound of the shofar, "hum is arvev," the satan gets confused. Lefisha zocher gam yom dino, that the satan himself is now is reminded of his own yom din, and it flusters the satan himself, confusing him. That's what we're accomplishing by blowing the shofar. That's what la'arvev satan. So it can mean la'arvev satan, so he doesn't know exactly when Rosh Hashanah is, because he's hearing all these kolos at random times, or so that it confuses the satan himself, so that, because it reminds him of his own yom din, gets him all flustered. Okay, so those are, we have number one, the shofar is in order to inspire Klal Yisrael to do tshuva. Number two, it's in order to confuse the satan. How is it confusing the satan? Either because he won't know which day is Rosh Hashanah, or so that he gets confused because he's reminded of his own yom din. A third reason that you find, also brought down in the Levush, is an interesting idea, a little bit different than just telling people not to sin. He says that, look, the one idea is that we're using the shofar as a tool, just like we told Klal Yisrael when Moshe Rabbeinu was going up to get the luchos, don't sin, don't mess up the way that you guys did last time. So do we do that also during El? But he says, so that's an idea of Sur Meira. And what the Levush says is an interesting line. He says, Kivin she'eschila mishum Sur Meira, once we've started blowing the shofar in the month of El, out of the idea of Sur Meira, of keeping away from doing bad, don't sin. So token gamkin kol chodesh she'yasu tov. We blow the shofar the whole month in order so that you should do good. Why the whole month again? Tikkun b'chodesh shofar. What he says is an interesting idea. Where does he get this idea of that everyone should be asu tov, the asay tov, that you should be doing good in the month of El? It's not just about Sur Meira. What he says is, remember the pasuk and amos that we quoted. What did the pasuk and amos say? The pasuk said im yitarkash shofar be'ir. Is it possible that the shofar can be sounded in the city and the nation is not chared? Now, what is it chared associated with in the psukim? So he brings it right. The chared is associated with being careful to do mitzvahs. So it's not just about abstaining from doing averus and from doing chataim. It's also about doing mitzvahs, being more careful during this time of the year to do mitzvahs. So that's another reason to blow the shofar. The shofar is to inspire tshuva. The shofar is to mix up the satan. The shofar is also to encourage people to be more careful to do mitzvahs during this month. Okay, and a fourth and final reason that you find, it's, again, I'm going to say it, is what we mentioned it before briefly, was the Shabbalei Halakat. The Shabbalei Halakat identifies the blowing of the shofar as a tool, as a vehicle for generating simcha. That when Moshe Rabbeinu goes up on Rosh Chodesh Elul, and he comes down on Yud Tishrei, that was in order to get the second set of luchos, and so that's a very joyous time, and so that's why we're going to sign the shofar on Rosh Chodesh El as part of the simcha. Okay, so that's in terms of the basis for the sounding the shofar, starting Rosh Chodesh El and continuing throughout the month of El, and those are the four basic reasons that you'll find to inspire tshuva, to mix up the satan, to not just Sur Meira, but also Va'aseh Tov, to encourage people to be more careful about doing mitzvahs during this time. And also, as at least when it comes to Rosh Chodesh El itself, not the rest of the month of El, but when it comes to Rosh Chodesh El, the idea of the Shabbalei Halakat as a vehicle for generating Simcha. Okay, now, we're commemorating the Simcha that they had on Rosh Chodesh El. In terms of what day do you start blowing the shofar, do you start on the first day of Rosh Chodesh El, or do you start on the second day of Rosh Chodesh El? So this is actually interesting. We know that there's a little bit, if we're going to assume that we're going to be blowing the shofar corresponding to the 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu went up and was on Har Sinai, the last set of 40 days that he's up, so it goes up in Rosh Chodesh El, and he's coming down on Yod Tishrei. The question is, how is that 40 days? So let's do the math for a second. If El is a 29-day month, and Moshe Rabbeinu goes up on Rosh Chodesh El, and he comes down on Yod Tishrei. So assuming for a minute that that when he comes down on Tishrei, that day that he comes down on Yod Tishrei is not part of the 40-day Cheshbon, so how many days do you have? Well, you have the 29 days of El, and then you have 9 days of Tishrei. So that would give us a total of 38 days. Where did the 40 days come from? So this is a little bit of a discussion. There are, let's say, four different mahalchim for how to resolve this issue. The first, we're going to go with this, let's say, the Mizrahi, the Rav Eliyahu Mizrahi and his parish on Rashi, on the Pasuk in Shemos Lamed Gimel Yud Aleph. So there, he discusses this, and he assumes, again, that Yom Kippur is not part of the 40-day count. So Yod Tishrei is not part of the 40-day count, and therefore, how many days are we left with? So that would be a total of 38. We have 29 days of El, 9 days of Tishrei, that's 38 days. Where do you get 40 from? So he says, must be that Moshe Rabbeinu went up on the mountain on Chav Tes Av. So he goes up on Chav Tes Av, there are 30 days in Av, so that gives us the 29th of Av, the 30th day of Av, so that's an additional 2 days, so that's perfect. So we have 29 days of El, 9 days of Tishrei, total 38 days, plus 2 more days, Chav Tes Av, Lamed Av, that's how you get the 40 days. Of course, what the Bach raises on this, the Bach in Tavkuf Pei Aleph, the reason the Bach finds this a little bit problematic is that if that's true that Moshe Rabbeinu went up on Chav Tes Av, then why don't we blow the shofar on Chav Tes Av? So another reason that's given is the reason in the Levush. The Levush in Arachaim, again, Tavkuf Pei Aleph, and that same in Sif Aleph over there, he assumes that Yom Kippur actually is part of the 40-day Cheshbon. And so if that's the case, so you have 29 days of El plus 10 days of Tishrei, that gives us 39 days. Where do you get the final day? Where do you get one more day to be a total of 40? So he says, oh, it's because Moshe Rabbeinu went up on Lamed Av. So which would mean then that Moshe Rabbeinu went up on not the second day of Rosh Chodesh El, but on the first day of Rosh Chodesh El. And therefore, if you were in the Levush's camp, then why is that important? Because then when would you be starting to blow the shofar as commemoration for the fact that they blew the shofar when Moshe Rabbeinu went up the mountain? You would start on the first day of Rosh Chodesh, the first day of Rosh Chodesh El, not on the second day of Rosh Chodesh El. A third idea is brought down in the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham's own opinion, he assumes that Yom Kippur is part of the Cheshbon. So again, if Yom Kippur is part of the Cheshbon, so then we have the 29 days of El and the 10 days of Tishrei. That gives us 39 days. Where do you get the 40th day from? The answer is that El, he assumes it's based on, there's a very long Tosfos in Bava Kamma, Daf Pei Beis, where he goes through this whole Cheshbon of the amount of time that Moshe Rabbeinu was on the mountains and how all the days work out. And so based on that Tosfos, the Magen Avraham suggests that it was El of that year was Me'uber, which means that it was a 30-day El. It wasn't a 29-day El. So that's perfect. We have 30 days of El, 10 days of Tishrei, for a total of 40 days, which would mean then that according to the Magen Avraham, what day would we start blowing the shofar? Well, if Moshe Rabbeinu goes up on the second day of Rosh Chodesh El, so that would give us a total of 30 days plus 10 days of Tishrei. That's perfect. That would mean that when we blow the shofar, we would start, according to the Magen Avraham, starting the second day of Rosh Chodesh. Another practice, interesting practice that's brought down in the Magen Avraham, is he says, look, you're getting it all wrong. It's not so much that we're trying to correspond it to the 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu was at Har Sinai for. We're trying to come up with 30 days of blowing shofar because of the Tikkun B'Chol Shofar. And if that's the case, that it's all about getting in 30 days of blowing, then it's fine to start from the second day of Rosh Chodesh, of Rosh Chodesh El. How? Because like this, Rosh Chodesh El itself is 29 days long. So if El is 29 days long, how many of those days would we be blowing if we start from the second day of Rosh Chodesh El? So we don't start from Lamed Av, we start from Aleph El, and then we have 29 days, except we don't have 29 days, right? Because the 29th day is going to be Erev Rosh Hashanah, which would lead us then that we have 28 days of blowing within the month of El, and then we get 2 more days of blowing for the first day of Rosh Hashanah and the second day of Rosh Hashanah. That's a total of 30 days of blowing. Okay, so that, and the Machzis Hashach is one really, obviously fleshes out that Magen Avraham. So, but that's the fourth practice. So again, what are these? So we have the Mizrahi, who says that Moshe Rabbeinu goes up on Chav Tes Av, so it's not clear. He, I guess, would assume that you'd start blowing for Rosh Chodesh, for on the first day of Rosh Chodesh. Similarly, the Levush, he thinks Yom Kippur is part of the Cheshbon of the 40 days, but Moshe Rabbeinu went up on Lamed Av, which would mean that we start blowing the shofar on the first day of Rosh Chodesh Elul. We have the Magen Avraham's opinion that Moshe Rabbeinu went up on the second day of Rosh Chodesh Elul. It's just that Elul was a 30-day month, so we're always going to continue blowing on the second day of Rosh Chodesh. And then we have another practice, which is that you blow on starting the second day of Rosh Chodesh Elul. It's just that it's all about blowing 30 days of blowing, not so much corresponding to this whole 40-day period. Now, interesting, very, very interesting for the reason for the blowing of the 30 days. Remember, in the Magen Avraham, when he brought down this other practice, there was the idea of this Tikkun B'Chodesh Shofar, that you're supposed to blow the shofar for a total of a month, for 30 days. There's another reason for the 30 days that's actually given in the Elif HaMagen. The Elif HaMagen, if you look in the Mati Ephraim, Ephraim Zalman Margolis wrote a very, very famous work on Yom Nerah, where he puts together all the halachas of Yom Nerah. Now, Ephraim Zalman Margolis is his brother was Rav Chaim Margolis. Rav Chaim Mordechai Margolis was the person who wrote the Shari Tshuva, not the Shari Tshuva of Rabbi Yona, the Musa Sefer, the Shari Tshuva in Shulchan Aruch. So Ephraim Zalman Margolis wrote this Matei Ephraim and Yom Nerah. He's a Rav in Galicia, actually. But the Elif HaMagen is a commentary on the Matei Ephraim. The Elif HaMagen and also the Elif Lamata, those were works that were written by Rav Meshulam Finkelstein. Rav Meshulam Finkelstein was a Rav in Warsaw in the 1800s. So he wrote a parish that was pretty accepted, that parish on Matei Ephraim called Elif HaMagen. In that parish, Elif HaMagen, in Tavkof Bay Aleph, I guess it would be Sivkotin of Aleph. So there he says, what's the 30 days about? The 30 days is all about the fact that just like when Bezdin, when are reviewing a case and there's a person who's got debts to pay off, so Bezdin give this guy, Balchov, who's laid on his payments, so they give him 30 days to try to settle all of his debts. And so similarly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Klal Yisrael 30 days to settle our debts. He gives us 30 days to do tshuva, to do tefillah, to do tzedakah. That's what the 30 days are about. Okay. Either way, so we have these four different opinions for how to deal with the issue of the 40 days for Moshe Rabbeinu going up the mountain, which we assume the kolos that we're blowing starting from Rosh Chodesh El correspond to when Moshe Rabbeinu goes up onto Har Sinai. So, but either way, we have two basic practices, either to blow starting the first day of Rosh Chodesh El or to blow starting the second day of Rosh Chodesh El. The Levush's camp is, that you'd start on the first day of Rosh Chodesh El, the Magen Avraham. The other practice brought down the Magen Avraham is that you blow from the second day of Rosh Chodesh El. Now, in terms of you blow by day or by night, so this is actually very interesting. If you look at the Rush, when he quotes this Pirkei D'Rav Eliezer, so the Rush, at the very end, so the Rush says, V'chein nagu ba'ashkenaz l'ska kol chodesh el boker va'erev acharatila. He says, that's the custom in Ashkenaz, is that we blow the shofar in the month of Elul, in the morning and in the evening. So it's pretty clear that you're blowing in the evening. Although there is a little bit of a question, is what is the meaning of Erev here? We'll get to that in a second. But if you look at the Shavolei Aleket, we know is, he's a Talmud of the Rash Mishantz's Talmud. So he's living in the mid to late 1200s, and he puts together this Likud of Halachos. And in the Shavolei Aleket, he says pretty explicitly, Yesh Mekomos, and this is not the same Shavolei Aleket as we quoted before. This is Shavolei Aleket in the beginning of Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, in Os Resh Pei Aleph. So there he says, Yesh Mekomos Shenogen L'Ska B'Shofer B'Leilei Rosh Chodesh Elul. There are places that have the custom to sound the shofar on the nights of Rosh Chodesh Elul. So again, it's pretty clear, and that does cohere with the other comment that he had to blow the shofar on the night of Rosh Chodesh Elul. Except that when we talk about it in the context of Hilchos Yom Kippur, that was as a tool for Simcha. This is not. This is. He talks about this as a form of inspiring people to do tshuva. So either way, but it's clear that it was by the nights of Rosh Chodesh El. But now, if you look at the Rama has a line here that leads to a little bit of confusion. The Rama writes in Tavkuf Pei Aleph. The Rama writes. Let me just pull it open. The Rama writes, "Maschilin l'skoa el merosh chodesh ve'elach maschilin l'skoa achar tefila shacharis The Yesh Makom Shetokin Gamkin Arvis. There are some places where they blow also by Arvis, by Mariv. Now, this Pashtus is over here, is that Arvis is in the evening. And in fact, if you take a look in the Elie Rabba is Rabbi Elie Shapira. He is a Talmud of the Magen Avraham. He wrote a Perish on the Levush. So Rabbi Elie Shapira, he's a Talmud of the Magen Avraham. He's a Rav. He's a Rosh Yeshiva. He's a Darshan in Prague. And so he does what the Minhag in Prague was. And he says, yeah, that actually was the Minhag in Prague. The Minhag in Prague was to do tekios by night. Or at least maybe also by night. So that's Elie Rabba. But if you look in the Mati Ephraim, actually says, you should know, guys, there are some places where they dive, where they do the tequilas achar tefilas arvis. I don't see that that's how we have it in our Medina. So either way, that's pretty clear then. We have Therma, it sounds like there are some places where they do it by Marav. We have the Elie Rabba, he says that actually was a Minhag in Chag. But then we have the Mati Ephraim, he says, yeah, you should know there are some places that do it by tefilas Marav. But I don't know of us having that minhag in our locale. What's interesting, it's very, very interesting, is when you open up the Chayi Adam. The Chayi Adam in Simon Kuf Lam Ches, he says a little bit of a different line. His line is, V'yesh Mekomos Shetoken Gam B'Mincha, that there are places that they have the custom to blow the shofar by Mincha time. He doesn't say by Mariv, he says by Mincha time. So what's interesting about this is when you take a look in Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Igros Moshe, so Rav Moshe says, he was asked the following question from Rav Ephraim Greenblatt. He was asked in around 1980 that what's the story if you have a place that neglected to daven, neglected to sound the shofar by shacharis? Should they do it by mincha? So what Rav Moshe says is that, well, yeah, take a look at the Ramah. The Ramah in Tav Kofei Aleph says that there are places that they do, that they blow the shofar by Arvis, and he says that's the minhag of the Torah, that when the Torah is quoting from the Rush, that in Ashkenaz the practice is Boker v'Erev, that's where the Ramah is coming from. But says Rav Moshe, Umistarvada Erev Namihu Kishuhu Yom Dafka, that Erev that we're talking about is when it's daytime. O Dahayaze Achar Mincha, or that this was after Mincha, O Afim Nema Dahayaze Achar Mariv, Humishum Shayu Mispalin Arvis Bodhi Yamagal. This was because they were davening Mariv early. So Moshe says, basically, that this Erev that the Torah is talking about, that the Rush is talking about, is actually during daytime. Why? Says Moshe, "De lo mistaver sheyisku b'layla she'ina eitz ratzim b'tchilasad achar chatzos." Because it's not very logical to suggest that they should be blowing the shofar by nighttime. It's not an eitz ratzon until after chatzos. And he says, in fact, if you look at the Chayi Adam says, in Klal Kof Lamed Ches, he says, there are places that have the minute to daven by Mincha time, and clearly the Chayi Adam understood that's how the Chayi Adam was reading this word Erev in the Rush, in the Torah. And so therefore, he says, that's the idea. The idea is that Erev is by Mincha time. At best, maybe when the Ramah says Arvis, it means that when they're davening Marv, well, it's still day, when they were davening Marv early. But either way, so Mameli, he says that if they neglected, if you have a minion that neglected the daven to blow the shofar by Shachris time, you definitely could daven, you definitely should do it by Mincha time. Okay, that's in terms of by morning versus by evening. So we have the Rush, where it says v'chein nogin ba'ashkenaz l'sko b'chol boker v'erev, the Shavu'ot Leket, that discussed that there are definitely places that have the custom to sound the shofar on the nights of Rosh Chodesh Elul. We have the Ramah, who said v'yesh mekom ha'shetoken gamkin arvis, the Elie Rabba says that was the minhag in Prague, the Mati Ephraim, who says you should know there are some places that have that minhag, but that's not our minhag over here. And again, when the Mati Ephraim, I should have mentioned this before, the Mati Ephraim is Ephraim Zalmogalis, who's a Rav in Galicia. So that makes a little bit of sense then. But then we have the Chayi Adam, who says that the minhag is that there are some places that have the minhag to do it by mincha, and Moshe understands based on that. That's actually how the Chayi Adam is understanding this line in the Torah, that erev doesn't really mean erev like at night, because that wouldn't make any sense for it to be night, to blow the shofar at night. It would have to be by mincha at latest. It just happens to be that by shacharis is a good time when everyone is usually in shul, so that's when we typically do it. Okay. Now, the fourth and final point that I want to get to is whether you blow only with tibor or also when you are b'yechidus. So there's a tzitz Eliezer about this. The tzitz Eliezer, we all know, is he's Rav Eliezer Yehuda Waldenberg. He was a Talmud of Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer. So we all know that he had a shul that was right next door to Shaar Tzedek Hospital. So that the doctors, when they come to daven and shul, so any shailas that they had that came up, they'd ask him. So so this is not one of the medical shailas. This is actually a shaila that was from Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. So Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, this is a mid-70s, that Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank asks him, what's the story if a person is davening b'yechidus, is there a mitzvah of tekiyas shofar or not? Is it only when you are betzibul? And Tzitz Eliezer says such an interesting idea. He has a very, very fascinating diuk in the psukim that were brought up in the Pirkei Tzitz Eliezer. He says, if you look in the pasuk, it says, Vayaviru shofar b'machina. Chazal instituted the tekiyas that we do in the month of El to be modeled after me'ena ma'ora, the way that it occurred, the way that things happen. And so therefore, the pasuk that we cite is Vayaviru, or Vehaviru shofar b'machina, that they sounded the shofar in the machina. What's the machina? Well, the machina is clearly the camp. It's clearly when it's betzibur. So therefore, you should blow the shofar dafka when you're betzibur. He says, also, remember, there's a difference between the shofar, the blowing of the shofar that you do on Rosh Chodesh Elul, which was modeled after the view shofar b'machina, because that's when Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to Tahar Sinai on Rosh Chodesh Elul. What about during the rest of the month of Elul? So he says, take a look at the other pasuk that we quote. The other pasuk that we quote is the pasuk in the Amos, where it says, im yitakash b'shofar, but what does it say? If the shofar will be sounded ba'ir in the city, referring to the tzibur. So therefore, if Chazal are going to model the shofar blowing in the month of El after something, it's going to be after that pasuk, which would be that it's supposed to be done b'tzibur. And in fact, another very interesting point that he makes says, if the whole point of the shofar blowing in the month of El is going to be to inspire people to do tshuva, it could be that hisoris comes uniquely when you are betzibur, right? We know that it always feels different. The inspiration that you can get when you are betzibur is totally different than the inspiration that you get when you're in your living room davening. And so what he says is, so mamela, the shofar, if you're going to blow the shofar, it's going to have to be dafka betzibur, not when you're b'chidus. So to sum up very briefly, we said basically there are four basic issues that we discussed when it comes to blowing the shofar in the month of El. We talked about the basis, the purpose for blowing the shofar starting Rosh Chodesh El. There's a difference between Rosh Chodesh El itself, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up on Tahar Sinai, versus the rest of the month of El. We talked about four different reasons for blowing the shofar in the month of El, either to inspire people to do tshuva, to confuse the Satan. We talked about the Levush's interesting point, that's not just to tell people not to sin, it's also to be more careful about doing mitzvahs. Also the Shvola Leket, you know, that it's that the shofar that you blow in Rosh Chodesh El is a vehicle for Simcha, just like as a commemoration for the Simcha that there was when they got the second Luchos. We talked about the second major point that we talked about was the day on which you start blowing the shofar, either Rosh Chodesh El, the first day of Rosh Chodesh El, or the second day of Rosh Chodesh El, depending on how you cheshbon the 40 days, or the purpose of these kolos in the month of El. The third major idea we talked about was whether you blow by day or by night. We talked about how the Lashon in the Torah, the Rash, was that in the custom of the Ashkenaz was Lesko Bechol Boker Va'erev, and it sounded like from the Shvola Leket, and also from the Eli Rabbah, that there were definitely communities that had the practice to dafka blow the shofar by nighttime proper. But then we have the interesting read of the Chai Adam, the Igros Moshe, that means by mincha time, that's when you'd be doing shofar blowing. And just by Shachris is a good convenient time when everyone is together in shul, not everyone is always together by mincha time. And the final point that we talked about was whether you should blow the Yechidus if you're davening Yechidus during the month of El. And that's where we have the Tzitz Eliezer, who basically says that no. First of all, it says v'yivu shofar b'machane. It says im yitakash b'shofar ba'ir. So those are psukim that indicate that the shofar blowing is supposed to be done dafka when people are betzibur, because Chazal are gonna model their takana blowing the shofar in the month of El after the way that it was me'ina ma'ora. And similarly, also he has this point that if the whole point is Isauris b'tshuva, so that Isauris is done in a unique way when the shofar blowing is done when you're betzibur. All right, shkayach.